Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the long-lived Luke Cutfer.
Oh, you poor thing. Did you just call me old? That's rude.
It was your birthday yesterday. You're 31 years old.
I was the...
Terribly long to live for a dog or a cat or some other animal.
Such as a human.
No. Unless you're like, you know, a musician or celebrity.
Which I was in the past.
You survived the 27 Club.
Yes.
I don't know though. I could still... Who knows? I'm still deciding.
Schrodinger's curry.
Okay. This week we're talking about super centenarians and long lies. But first, we have a question. And by we, I mean me.
Oh,
and by question, I mean a question. My question for you, Luke, is how old are you?
You already said this. I'm 31 yesterday.
Oh, and how old is that in Luke years?
Still 31.
Let me just do the maths on that. You got to carry the one. Okay, yeah.
You've got like some statistics about like how long Lukes live as opposed to like average humans.
I so wish.
I would imagine probably slightly older than average, like slightly longer than average, because like Luke is probably a name that's used, like given in like more, like often in developed countries where life expectancy is slightly higher.
Wow.
So yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
I think probably slightly less long because Luke is a male name.
Ah, true.
And men do not tend to live as long as women.
Because they don't go to the doctors.
Yeah. And they do just dumb stuff. Mm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, how old are you? You guys can answer that as well if you want. I won't look at it. Luke might.
He's collecting your data. We did like an incognito ad a little bit a while ago, and now he's like, right, I've got their data away from all the data brokers. I'm going to get it for myself.
The data broker's going to break it, Luke. It's in the name. I'm here to fix the data.
You're going to get a call from incognito going, we need you to remove these people's data.
So this episode, Luke, what's it about? What do you think?
It's, well, you said, what was it? Sectocentarianisms? What was it? That's what it sounded like to me. And like... For some reason, my brain told me that was about sentience, but it's about old people.
Mm-hmm.
Like really,
who are famously not sentient.
Yeah, they sort of lose it towards the end. Sorry, that sounds really f***ed up. That does not, okay, cut that.
I'm not cutting that.
What I meant...
No, you have to stand by what you said.
I meant that it just sort of fades throughout your life, as opposed to like people have dementia, which is not what I meant. And my granny had dementia. I wouldn't joke about that.
Oh, no, so
way.
I could make the joke.
Not like, because... I've got a friend with dementia. I just mean, I wouldn't joke about that. It was not very nice. You know what?
I love that you trying to explain why it isn't bad only makes it worse. So
I think there's a phrase for that, isn't there?
I was going to, say, it's like you have a shovel.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is dig deeper. And one day you might get to China, but I'll tell you who won't get to China, Luke.
The old people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Because they'll die first.
Oh.
If they're over 110 years old, maybe. I don't know.
That
take
really that long to get
segue.
To China?
110 years. So hard to get over the wall when you're older, Luke. Like, your body just doesn't work the way
it's
used to.
Called the Great Wall. It's a really good wall. It's the best wall.
Best wall.
hang on a second. Trump was going to say he's going to build a really good wall. There is literally already a really good wall. Like, you're not going to build...
It's a bit better than really good, Luke.
It's the best.
I'd go as far as saying it's great.
Okay, well, you know, you and 1 billion other people.
What, all of China?
Yeah, well, maybe there's a few who don't think it's great.
I don't think anyone in China calls it great, because, Luke, they have their own languages.
Okay.
So, supercentenarians is what I said. So I want to go over supercentenarians because you don't know what that is, and also probably semi-supercentenarians.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to?
I want to hear about those first.
You say that three times.
Semi-supercentenarians. Semi-supercentenarians.
Yeah. It's not easy, isn't it?
I was so confident.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a hard thing to say, and that's what this episode is about: how difficult it is to say semi-supercentenarians. So, okay, would you want to hazard a guess at what a supercentenarian is? Or a semi-supercentenarian?
Oh, okay, so 100.
Mm-hmm.
So a supercentenarian is somebody who's like way over 100. And a semi-
How much over 100?
Like 10 over 100.
10
over. And then a semi-supercentenarian. What? That's quite a lot over 100.
The phrasing 10 over 100 is...
10 more than 100.
It's something I'd expect to hear in like a primary one class.
Yeah, I've not learned the... I've only counted up to 100. And then it's like 10 more than 100.
Yeah, but you count up to 100 the way that like a lot of kids do, which is they skip out a lot of the middle numbers.
Yeah.
You know, they're like 1, 2, 3, 7, 10, 19, 100. And you've got to be like, yeah.
Yay.
I can count better than that. I can count better than that.
Luke. So am I right? Is a supercentenarian 10 more than 100?
Yeah, it is 10 more than 100.
So then a super semi-supercentenarian.
A super semi-supercentenarian, yes.
Semi-supercentenarian would be just someone over 100.
Nah, it's someone 105? Who is like not fully aroused, but over 100.
Oh, 10. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bit soft, but. Well, you'd expect most of them are a bit soft after 100.
They're all probably quite soft, yeah.
By the way, this is a mad... I'm guessing this is going to be in part about this guy who's trying to, like, live really old.
No.
Okay, well... Okay, it's not, but I'm still bringing up this thing because it's relevant to people getting really hard when they're old. This guy, there's a famous guy who's constantly trying to, like, he does all these things to his body to try and get really old.
Like injects himself with his son's blood or something, right?
Yeah, but one of the ways he measures his own health relative to his son?
The turgidity of his penis.
Yes.
When aroused.
He, like, tweets about being, my erection's harder than my son's erection.
How old is his son?
Older than whatever age you get an erection, presumably. What's the erection?
Funnier if he wasn't.
What's the age where it's legal to get an erection?
Legal?
Yeah.
16, it's legal to get an erection.
I'm going to jail.
I think every single person with a penis, a functional penis, going to jail. I'm sorry.
Are you saying babies don't have functional penises?
Not fully functional. Not for all of the, you know, bells and whistles that penises are,
bells,
are known for.
I don't like that. Bells.
Oh, there's a bell?
There is a bell, yes.
As you could blow it, like, anyway.
Oh, blow my whistle, baby, let me know. The song.
Oh, there's trumpets in that song, though, as well, which is weird, because, you know.
That's what you call it if it's really big. You call it your trumpet.
Is that why I've got a trumpet and you've got very brassy notes?
I've got a recorder. Or like a little...
Just long and thin.
You know, like those little whistles that go to...
Slide whistle.
A slide whistle, yeah. Can you blow my slide whistle, baby?
So you're into sounding then, is what I'm understanding.
Sorry, my brain is just like a French horn. Anyway, move on.
So I'm not talking about that man who injects himself with his kid's blood or whatever crazy stuff he does to look like 35 when he's 40. But
he looks like
terrible.
He looks like a 35-year-old with bad plastic surgery.
He looks like a 35-year-old with horrible plastic surgery. Doesn't look young. He looks young in the way that, like, you know, like Sophia the robot looks like a person. You know, like, yeah, you've done a really good job at making it look like what a person looks like, but that's not a person. You know,
good job cosplaying a person.
Supercentenary. We've gone over what supercentenarians are. They generally can't get hard. That is probably true, I imagine.
Yes.
But no, you're right. Supercentenarian 110. Semi supercentenarian 105. You've got to reach that age and then you're a semi-centenarian and then 110, super-centenarian. So I guess my next question for you, Luke, now that we've covered that, is what would you do to live a long life?
What,
other than inject yourself with your child's blood?
Sorry, I need clarification on the wording of the question. What would I do as in like, what would I, like, would I do a deal with the devil? Or like, what things would I be willing to do to live a long life?
What? No, Jesus Christ.
Or like, what would I
I'm
do?
I'm not trying to figure out your moral. No, hold on. We're taking a break from whatever it was. I want to understand why you'd think that I would be asking you what limits you'd be willing to go to.
Would like, you kill a man?
How do you think that would tie into the content of this episode?
But maybe if someone like this guy is drinking his son's piss.
Who I've already said is this episode is not about.
Sure. Well, okay. A different guy is drinking his son's piss. Like, what would you do? Would you drink your son's piss? Like, maybe that's... Maybe it's a deal with the devil. Maybe it doesn't actually do anything. He's just drinking his son's piss. I've just realized you didn't say piss. You said blood. I think it might be piss.
I also didn't say drinking. You came up with drinking piss entirely on your own.
I think I heard this on another podcast.
No.
Is this how fake news happens? I think it is.
Are you definite? This is how all internet arguments start. It's like, you said this. And it's like, well, I mean, no, you made that up. I mean, I will say, when it comes to drinking piss, old men drinking piss, I do know of an old man that drank piss on, or admitted to it, on Nathan For You. You know Nathan For You?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic comedy television show.
Yeah.
By Nathan Fielder. And it's for you.
Is it for me? That's nice.
It's for anyone who wants to watch it. There was an old man in
not
this.
What you said.
Okay, look. So Nathan For You, you know what it is, right? It's basically like this guy kind of goes to help businesses, but it's a piss take. Mm-hmm. And like he, you know, they actually follow through with the things that they say they'll do. Like, for example, this episode that I'm talking about, it was like a man who worked at a gas station and like he owned the gas station. It was like you get a rebate on the gas. So you get like, say, $30 back on gas if you spend $50.
Mm.
That's going to bankrupt a company.
Yes.
But the way that he got around that was like, okay, but you tell them that to get the rebate, they need to just give you a slip, like the receipt attached to a slip, and they've got to give it to you in this box that's at the top of a mountain.
So right.
They've got to hike to the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
To, you know, and so that was the whole episode. But anyway, this guy just admits to drinking his grandson's piss.
What, he's just like a customer at a petrol station?
No, he is the owner of the petrol station.
Oh.
He is the like main dude of the episode. He just says it without like any provocation. No build up. He's like, yeah, you know, you drink the piss. Drink the piss.
We've all been there, right?
Look, I'm not against drinking piss, but there are a few situations in which I will drink piss, okay? Situation number one.
Yes.
A Bear Grylls type situation.
Okay.
And I don't mean like a Bear Grylls type situation as in Bear Grylls will drink his piss at the drop of a hat. I'm not Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
I mean a Bear Grylls survival type situation.
Yes.
To be clear.
Yeah.
Situation number two.
Jellyfish in your throat?
So, no.
Well, okay. That was three.
It's five, actually. I've got lots of reasons
five
to drink
five jellyfish in your throat? That's a lot of piss you're going to have to drink, buddy.
Just to wash them down. Pete doesn't help. It's nice with the taste.
It's a good chaser.
Number two is if I'm worried about diabetes. If I ever get really worried
about it. Just if you're worried about it.
Yeah, I'm worried about it. Like, I'm thinking about...
Oh, I'm really worried about diabetes. Can someone please give me some piss? Sorry, hang on. What's the connection? Does drinking piss stop diabetes? No. Is that what they've got in their syringes? It's just piss.
Piss me up, doc. No. So... you can, if you've got diabetes, you can taste like sugar in the piss, I think. And I was told this, that doctors used to just kind of, you know, if they didn't have time or back before they were like, you know, when they were using like frogs, I guess, as pregnancy tests or whatever, right? You know, you just dip your fingers in some piss, give it a little taste, just taste a little bit of piss. If it tastes sweet, you got the diabetes.
Right. That must have been like, there must have been some kinky doctors running about, because if you had a bit of a thing for that, you'd be like, right, I'm gonna become a doctor just so I can drink piss.
I specialize in diabetes. Doctor, there's a new test for diabetes. No, I trust my tongue and only my tongue.
Running out to people in the street, you look like you've got diabetes.
Just like anyone over a certain way, like, you're at risk of diabetes, let me help you. Like Billy on the street. I don't even know where I was going. I tried to ask you what you would do to live a long life.
Yes.
And to clarify, Luke,
yes.
I'm not asking you to what lengths you will go,
right,
to you know, how much of your soul you'll sacrifice.
Sure.
How many moral quandaries you will leave unanswered.
Yes.
Just to live a long
life.
So
if I wanted to live a long life, what would my strategy be?
What realistic actions would you take?
Yes. Okay, so I could reduce unnecessary calorie intake, mm-hmm, to reduce oxidation in my body, because, mm-hmm, that can cause cancer and, mm, inflammation, I think.
Can I just quickly interject?
Yes.
Everything does cause cancer, though.
Okay. Well, I'll, right? No, I'll not, like, do anything then.
No, but I mean, like, everything causes cancer, right?
I'll just sit still. That also causes cancer.
Can't escape it.
Oh, no.
The only thing you can do to not get cancer is to die before you get cancer.
Okay.
Sorry, but carry on. Okay, yeah, no. So it's a good start. It's a good start.
What else would I do? I'd maybe take some statins if I had high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. I would exercise frequently.
Mm-hmm. But not too much.
Not too much. Otherwise, you have a heart attack. I would... What else would I do? I don't know. Vitamins? Just do a line of vitamins. It's the quickest way in. Or other than boofing. What the hell? Boof the vitamins. Yeah. That's a very different version of The Wolf of Wall Street.
We're two. Yeah. The fact that we both... That says too much about us, I fear.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, well, so I think that's it. I'd boof some vitamins. I would stop eating unnecessary calories. Mm-hmm. And I would run around a bit.
Sounds like a dog.
Did I miss anything?
Sounds like a dog on a diet.
Is that exactly what you've got on your list?
Luke, after the question that I have that written down verbatim, what would you do to live a long life, comma, Luke, question mark?
Right.
I have nothing underneath that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So let's just go through. So nutrition. You'd have good nutrition, right? Mm. You'd probably exercise well.
There was a really old lady who once was asked how she lived so long, and she said, don't eat pasta. So I would not eat pasta. That's what she told me not to do.
Right, but that's like a YouTuber saying, like, oh, how did you hit 1 million subscribers? And it's like, oh, well, I just counted to 1 million.
Just be yourself.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Like, yeah.
Shut up. Like, that's not going to work more than one time.
To be fair, I did see a guy on Instagram recently making a video called petting my cat for every follower I get on Instagram. And he really did it. Like, there's a long time lapse of him just petting this cat like 1 million times. And it worked. He's got loads and loads of followers.
But yeah, but he didn't count to 1 million, though. Do you know what I mean? Well, I guess he incidentally had to count to 1 million. Yeah. You've always got to iterate. You know? You know,
okay.
You can't just, like, you can't get famous for, what was it that you did? You know?
Just was really early.
Yeah.
Did it when it wasn't cool yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, Luke, a lot of people did that.
Mm.
And it did not work out for them.
Oh, well, then I have to try and figure out what the hell I did. Because I've always put
you
it
didn't
up.
Look terrible.
Yeah,
you weren't like
I was in black and white.
Yeah, you weren't horribly ugly. You hid that you were ginger.
Yes, that's the second thing. Yeah,
don't be ginger.
Don't be ginger. Or if you are, hide it.
Being white helps as well.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably. British, when being British was like really cool.
Yeah, One Direction era.
Yeah, Doctor Who as well.
Sherlock.
We're just saying things.
Television shows. The Great British Bake Off.
Supernatural.
I'm out.
Yeah?
That's it.
Well, Super Hulock, Luke.
What?
Good.
Okay.
So, yeah, you'd say to live a long life, nutrition, right?
Yes, nutrition.
Exercise.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say...
Bloodletting.
No.
Okay.
Why? You have
maybe.
You have pretty much exactly the right amount of blood.
Well, but okay, I'd let some blood and then I'd get some blood of, like, my son or something.
Just keep your blood inside of you. Keep your own blood.
Okay.
Don't take anyone's blood unless you need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's like, you know, you're not going to take oil from one car and put it into another car when your car's got enough oil.
What if your oil's bad, though?
Does oil go bad?
Yes. That's why you have to replace your oil. Or is it because it goes away?
I thought it's because it went away.
I think it's sort of both, but yeah.
I think we're very quickly finding out that neither of us know anything.
Shit. What?
About anything.
What are we on about?
I don't know. Look, I know how to check my oil. I know how to... Do I even know how to refill my oil? No, you got to
you
get
don't,
that done.
You do it at the garage.
Get that done, yeah, right? I don't know. Look, I've checked my oil many a time. It's always been fine. I never needed to know. I don't like... I feel very vulnerable here right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I've shown a side of myself that I don't want to
this
be known.
This is real man territory. We need to get firmly back on.
Yeah, we got to get the men involved in this. We've got too many women watching this. We do. We've got so many.
If you're like, a man, please multiply.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll put some large breasts in the thumbnail.
Oh, God.
Luke, do you have any? Maybe you could grow some large breasts for us?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
My daughter would be really happy if there was a second pair of boobs in the house. So.
You're trying to get the hate watches as well.
What?
A man breastfeeding? That's gonna...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have a whole second career.
My God. Okay. So, everything you said about how to live a long life, all the nutrition and all that nonsense. Nah, that's... I mean, that might help, but... if you want to know the things that sort of predict for, do you know the things that predict for a long life being, 110?
Living in a rich country.
Where in a rich country?
In a rich area.
No.
Of a rich country.
No.
The northern hemisphere?
The northern hemisphere of a rich country.
Yeah, no, shut up. You know what I mean? What?
No.
What do you mean, where in a rich, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, you said a rich area. It's not that. Actually, if you look at Italy, England, and France, and I'm quoting verbatim here, Italy, England, and France, which have more uniform vital registration, remarkable longevity is instead predicted by poverty, low per capita incomes, shorter life expectancy, higher crime rates, worse health, higher deprivation, fewer 90-plus-year-olds, and residents in remote, overseas, and colonial territories.
Fewer 90-plus-year-olds?
Yeah.
So they have to, the really old people are like the outliers, and most other people are like dead.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I
mean, you are correct just in general by saying most other people are dead. That is universally true and has been for some time.
Sure.
Those are all the predictors. I can give it away. Do you want to hazard a guess as to why poor areas with shorter life expectancy poverty, all of these sorts of things, why, like, worse health, why those all might predict for people being or seeming to be 110 years old?
Because they don't know how old they actually are. Is that why?
So
it's people who claim to be 110 years old.
Yeah.
But they're probably not.
Well, Luke.
They've just lost count.
Let me give you... Oh, you are so... How do I put it? Not naive. You're very...
they're just lying.
Oh, yeah.
They're
lying.
Oh, what? This is like when I had therapy and I was like, I just don't understand why somebody would like just do something mean for like, there's no reason to do it. They're just like, why would they do that? And my therapist was like, yeah, you might not be able to logic it out, but that doesn't mean they don't exist. I was like, oh.
Might I introduce you to malice?
Oh, no, I don't want to look at that. Take it away. Spite. Oh, take it away.
You're so good natured. Like, yeah, so.
It's not like I'm trying to claim. It's not like I'm trying to claim to be like good. It's just, I just don't understand.
I understand.
Like, I can understand why somebody would do something bad to get something. I can make that make sense. That's fine. But why someone's like, oh, I'm going to just be mean and I don't get anything out of it. I just, for some reason, it makes me feel good. Other than if you're a sociopath, which was interesting. I watched an interesting documentary or something by a sociopath who was like talking. She had become a psychologist and it was super interesting because she like understood the psychology of sociopathy and was trying to explain it to people, which is lovely. And she was, she's a really interesting lady. That I can understand because she was talking about how, like, you know, when you like do a nice thing for somebody and you get a good feeling, I don't get that. I get the good feeling when I do a bad thing or when I do a thing I shouldn't do. And I'm watching this and I'm like, wow, that's like, yeah, how the hell would you live your life if that's just like you get a dopamine spike when you do something naughty? Like, well, what the hell do you think's gonna happen?
I think I would either become president or become the man who puppets the president.
Oh, well, both of those people might be this thing. No, one of them's just addicted to ketamine.
Like, I've known many a person addicted to ketamine, Luke, and none of them...
None of them are a billionaire.
Yeah, surprisingly, Luke, I know vanishingly few billionaires.
I can't imagine how difficult it would be to be addicted to a drug and be a billionaire.
So easy.
No, but as in, like, but then how would you, like, not die? Because you can just get unlimited, like, generally, a normal drug addict's limitation, or at least one of them, is that they can't keep going forever because they'll run out of money. And, like, if they run out of money, they then have to do some crime, and eventually they're going to get picked up for their crime, and then they have to stop doing their drug.
In fairness, billionaires also do crime.
Yeah, but they are billionaires, so they just, like, hang it up in legal proceedings.
Yeah, they pay for it to go away.
Yeah.
So what do you think they do when... they're ill from too many drug.
There's only a certain, you can't like legislate away or like tie your cancer up in legal proceedings.
I don't know.
Paperwork.
I don't know. Okay, what? Oh no, my bladder is gone from all the ketamine. I'll just get a healthy young bladder. Okay.
Well, yeah, you can't. No, you can't. Well, to be fair, yeah, that is kind of the only thing a ketamine does, isn't it? It messes up your bladder. So, like, if there's any drug that you're going to get addicted to, ketamine's an all right one, as long as you can buy a new bladder, which most people can't.
It's just a bag, isn't it?
It's just a bag. Just get a bag for life from Sainsbury's. Stick it in. It'll do the job.
I'd probably want a like sealed bag.
A seal? Personally. You can't use a seal as a bladder, Corey.
I think a seal would make a much better bladder. Like a baby seal. Like,
yes.
Freshly clubbed. What?
Freshly clubbed.
Well, you're not going to use a living baby
Why
seal.
Why do you have to club it?
It's the easiest. It's the way that you kill a seal. The kindest way.
Why are you
way.
Killing the seal? It's got to be your bladder.
Yeah, because you don't want a fucking living seal in your body. That'd be traumatic.
As you opposed to this.
You want to cover a little baby seal in blood and viscera and piss into its mouth. Do you, Luke? Is that what you want?
There's been way too much talk of piss in this episode
you
so far.
You brought it up. You started the piss stream.
I'm so sorry.
Get on. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. What's the steam made out of?
Piss. It's all piss.
Piss all the way down.
It's happened many a day. You know, when you're drunk. And anyway, no. So
I think I've ever wet myself drunk. That must be really. That's like a real like. I've hit the rock bottom. I've wet myself drunk.
I've not wet myself. I don't think as an adult. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think I've wet myself as an adult.
I really want to try, though. I just feel like...
What a tangent we're on.
Look, I did once work in a bar.
And you wet yourself daily?
No, I was speaking to my coworker, and he was telling me about how he just pissed himself on his bed as like with a thing with him and his boyfriend. And since then, I've had it in my head, like, I wonder what it'd feel like to piss myself.
Was that like a kink thing, or...?
Yeah, I mean, of course it was a kink thing for him. Not for me, of course. I mean, who knows? I don't know. But no, I mean, I've always wanted... Like, since then, I've thought, I wonder what it feels like to piss myself. You know,
you take it away.
I would love to piss myself. But the thing is that I don't want to do it like you got to wear the right trousers because then they're covered in piss. So it can't be ones that you care about. And I don't want to necessarily do it sat in the bath because that just feels like, you know, I piss in there anyway. You know?
Yeah.
When I
sure.
take my famous piss baths. Fill it to the brim with piss.
Keeps you young.
Keeps my skin the way
To be fair, that is not the most crazy. Like, I think Jennifer Aniston buys salmon semen and puts it on her face. So, like,
I think animal semen is more, makes more, it's nicer than piss. Right?
As a connoisseur, that's piss. Your opinion.
I don't drink piss. I don't.
Okay.
And I don't bathe in it much anymore either. Look, all I'm saying is, and I just want to get off of this. I just want to know what it feels like to piss myself. Because, like, it's an experience I've not had, and I'm a chaser of new experiences.
I'll bring a tarpaulin next time we record.
I've got one already.
Oh, great.
It's
well,
in the garden.
Let's go. Hey, to be fair, you just showed me around your new house, and you do have three seats in your bathroom.
Yeah, but those are for when you have a party and everyone wants... Do you know when you have
and
a party?
And everyone wants to watch you piss yourself.
I want to show everyone my piss. And I'm like, look how strong I piss. And they're like, oh, wow.
Strong as in like it's really yellow, or strong as in like a heavy stream?
A heavy stream. Okay. A very clear piss.
Oh.
Very well hydrated.
I don't. Let's move on.
Hey, I'm spreading the good word, you know?
Spreading the good piss.
Stay hydrated. The Clear Piss Club, CPC. So I have no idea where we were.
I've got a challenge. Mm-hmm. Can we try and not say piss anymore for the entire episode?
Luke, that's gonna be piss easy. Oh!
Okay, from now.
From now. Thank you very much. No, okay. So, Luke, you were talking about sociopaths. Did you finish that thought? I don't remember. I was talking too much about...
Did I finish that thought? As much as I'd like to.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll do an episode on sociopaths.
About, Luke, the only thing that is going through my head right now is
that word
is urine.
But
the other word for it,
And I have a brain up there, but you know,
no,
some of us just have
it's just okay. So we were talking about super centenarians and how they may all be liars, well, not all of them, right, but how all these things predict for how, like, sort of the things that predict for old age are sort of counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And the potential reasoning behind that is that people are lying. And that was it. You didn't know why people would lie. So why do you think people would lie about being old?
Get in the Guinness Book of Records.
Do you know when you watch a movie or a TV show and things happen in it and you're like, this is like a child's idea of the world?
Yeah.
Your response just there.
Yeah. To get in the Guinness Book of World Records. To get, I don't know, to get benefits. Yeah. Okay, sorry, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about fraud for a moment there. So, well, yeah, fraud in the Guinness World Records sense, not in the financial fraud sense.
The Guinness Book of World Records, who are like notoriously thorough, like, and about like very specific like records, and also give away other records for like publicity stunts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a really weird tangent.
Oh, that's not going to fit.
About the Guinness Book
of
Records.
That's not going to work with this show, Luke. Okay. I'm sorry. You're on the wrong podcast, okay?
This is actually, I think this will probably not make the cut, but it's a really weird tangent. I thought I'd tell you. The other day I woke up and I turned to my wife and I said, I turned into my wife. Yes.
Sorry.
I'm a shapeshifter. I turned to my wife and I said, I've woken up with a really weird desire. She probably was for a moment a little bit worried. And I said, I would like to try and break the world record for the biggest balloon animal. and I when I woke up, this was a strong conviction I had. The reason is because I happen to live I was having a dream.
I'm sorry, look, I thought this was going to be some interesting tangent about the Guinness Book of World Records, something you found out. This is about your, like, just crazed idea.
Yes. Okay. Hear me out. So I thought I had a dream where I made a YouTube video, I think, where I made a really big balloon animal. And I was connecting this with a few other things in my head, which is like, I live near to Alex Horn, the Taskmaster. The Taskmaster's assistant.
Thank you.
And so I was like, that would be interesting. Could he set me the task if I could get in contact with him? I know a few people know him. What?
Set you the task.
Like to build the world's biggest balloon animal for my YouTube video.
Oh, okay. This is a YouTube video.
Yeah.
I thought you were sitting there
in my dream.
This is a dream. Yes. Okay. I thought this was... And honestly, I thought these were your waking thoughts.
And I also happen to live very, very, very close to a balloon factory, which is not even something I ever considered being a thing. And weirdly, it has a visitor's entrance, which I always wanted to go into. And I've always wanted an excuse to go into the visitor's entrance of the balloon factory. And I was like, maybe I combine these things and I can break the world record for the biggest balloon animal. And then I looked up the real big world's record for the biggest balloon animal, and it was, they had to lie it down. It was like a dog, you know, like when you got like a sausage dog.
You had to put the dog down.
You had to put it down, yeah, pop by popping it.
You inject the needle.
BB guns.
And it immediately pop. Like they're giving it.
Yeah.
And it just goes, and then they just squirt the rest of the liquid around.
But I think that joke landed through all the laughter you had.
It was too funny an image. Carry on.
So no, that's the end of the story.
That's not a story, Luke. So schizophrenia have like,
that's not a good
like
start.
Word salad.
Yeah.
That's what that was more akin to than a story.
Well,
you are a storyteller by trade.
Yeah, it was when I looked it up and The balloon animal was basically unstable and they had to lie down on the floor. It was a sausage dog balloon animal. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's not, you don't deserve it because it's not even standing. And also, like, could I just could I break it by like just a really long snake? If I, like, it doesn't have to be good balloon animal. Could I just, my point is, could I break it? Not whether I could break it in a way I deserve. So basically, fraud. I'm going to defraud the Guinness World Records book.
I think you'd at least have to put a head on that snake.
But for snakes don't have heads. They're just all tail.
I don't know how to respond to that. And so I'm not going to.
Okay.
And there's not going to be a segue. In fact, you know what? Do you know what's going to happen right now?
Yeah.
We're done.
Oh.
Ding-a-ling-ling! Is that the ad bell?
Oh, he's following us round!
Don't you just love when people are following you? I really love when people follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and I love even more when people subscribe to us on YouTube.
I love people who do all those things simultaneously.
But look, what if I don't engage with SciGuys on YouTube or Apple Podcasts and I just want to use Spotify?
Well, firstly, you might in the future have an open mind. But secondly, it also helps the show get out to more people when we have more subscribers on all of those platforms, even if you only use one of them.
So if you love SciGuys and want to see our lives thrive, then you should follow us on all of those platforms because it's going to make the show even better and bigger for you. And us too, but you.
And us. But you.
And us. But let's get back to the show.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Luke, have you had time to think about your actions?
Yeah, I'm just going to stop talking.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. We've discovered that people might lie about their age because of fraud.
Mm.
And when I say we, you have discovered the concept of fraud just today, which is, you know, a great thing to find out at the the ripe young age of 31.
But fraud just kind of doesn't seem like it's a real thing. In the sense that, like, I know people do commit fraud, but it seems like it's just like you can just call stuff fraud. It doesn't seem like it's a particularly like tight definition. It's just like you do thing I don't like and you bit dishonest. Fraud. That's fraud.
Well, yeah. It's lying about a thing. Defrauding someone.
But you can lie about loads of things and it's not illegal.
I think, look, here's what I think.
Yeah.
If you lie to a company, that's not fraud. They deserve it.
But if you like lie to your partner and then you marry them under false pretenses and then you like divorce them and take half their money, that's not fraud.
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
It's really weird. And also, like, I remember when I got married, I looked up out of interest. I was like, no, not that. I looked up out of interest. Could how does the law work on like if your partner spends all your money? You know my wife, you know that I would never think that she'd do this.
I'm thinking that you would do it. That you're like, what happens if I spend all of my wife's money?
In my defense, at the time, I was the one with the money. She's got a lot of money now.
I want to cut that. I want to cut this.
Yeah, you can cut it.
That's not the joke.
I think it's funny.
Carry on.
I was just curious. I was curious about how the law worked because I was thinking about the fact that when you get married, you basically you own each other's stuff, right? You become legally sort of one entity. And so I was like, so what if you just... What if someone just married someone and then just spent all their money? And there is literally nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can take out credit cards in your partner's name and there's nothing they can do about it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of insane to me, right? And so that is fraud to me, like, but it's not. And there's a bunch of you writing notes. and then, like, even just things like, I feel like just sort of lying. That should be fraud. If you're selling a house and you just don't mention something, that should be fraud. I think that should be fraud. And sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. We recently had a thing in London with all the, was it moths? Someone sold like a £40 million house and didn't tell the people who bought it that there was a moth infestation. And then those people sued the shit out of that guy They won.
Well, yeah, I mean, destruction of property is probably the route that would go down. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it was actually because the seller had specifically been asked, is there any
That's it though.
But still, I still think that like fraud, I find it weird that there's a bunch of stuff that is not illegal that I think should be illegal. Just about like the way you treat each other. I just think that's like, why is it fine to just go into a room and just basically lie? And then if somebody just goes along with your lie and signs a contract, then well, it's their problem.
Tumblr would eat you up, buddy.
Why?
They'd love that. You're just sweet, uber British boy.
I'm not just trying to go like, oh, I'm a lovely guy. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why we have laws where, and then you're not going to be like, if you just like flat out lie to someone and then they go into a business deal with you, and it sounds like I've been like burned in some business deal. I haven't. But they just flat out lie to you. And then like, there's just nothing you can do about it. It's just your problem.
Who are laws for?
Generally to protect people.
Which people?
People who are like weaker, hopefully.
Buddy.
No.
Buddy.
Please.
Luke.
Please protect the downtrodden.
Luke, who goes to jail?
Is it
rich people or is it the other ones?
No, it's the poor ones.
Mm-hmm. And in the balance of power in society, who would you say it leans in favor of? The rich ones or the poor ones?
Yes, sure. But what I mean is that laws, I would have thought, I hope, are they are to protect people who can't protect themselves, because rich people can protect themselves. Like rich people, like especially
from laws.
Especially from I just mean like it's illegal to steal and you don't want everyone to have a private army, but in 100 200 300 years ago some people had a private army and they were the rich people, but the poor people didn't have private armies, but it was still illegal to steal.
They
now
didn't have stuff to steal, like they were the, they didn't have anything that you could steal from them,
steal really. Each other's bread and stuff,
yeah,
in bad times.
It's not a huge...
Police don't do anything about that, though. Guy stole my bread. Oh, let me just mobilize the Metropolitan Police.
Unless you're stealing bread from, like, someone who's worth something, you know, then a man will hunt you down for his entire life before throwing himself off a bridge.
Wow.
But unless it's that one very specific circumstance, steal all the bread you want.
Oh, you're just ruining my view of the world, Corey.
I'm sorry for opening your eyes.
I'm so hopeful.
Well, see, I think the issue is, Luke, that your worldview is dependent on everyone just like trying to be nice.
I really want to push back on you're so aggressively trying to make it like I'm not trying to say I'm just trying to say it makes sense. It doesn't make any sense to be a dick.
I'm not saying that you're trying to make yourself out to be nice. I'm saying that your worldview is predicated upon people not doing things that are just inherently selfish.
Yeah.
When that's like all people really do.
Yeah.
Well, all people. That's all some people really do.
Yeah. I think I would do really well if I was like an ant, where like where just like being nice to each other sort of built in. Obviously, you're not nice to like other ants and other colonies, but like you're just, I think I need to live in like a colony of just me, loads of clones of me. And like, I mean, I'd probably be awful as well. I'd drive myself mad. But like, at least, I think I just don't, I feel like I wasn't born with an understanding that other people like just might be like scheming against me and be like, oh, I'm gonna get you. Like, I'm just,
is that your impression of
the other day? Okay, this is
No, we don't get to move away from that so quick.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are you viewing like malevolent people in the world as the goblins from Naughty?
Yeah. Well, I actually once, we were together and like for some reason.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you felt that way.
Can I say this on the podcast? We were high. And
we've been high on the podcast before, so yes.
Yes, and we were in Amsterdam, crucially, when this story happened.
We were legally high.
Yes, we were legally high. And we watched an episode of Noddy. And it was literally about Noddy, like, learning that people might be, like, tricking you and going to screw you over. And you literally turned to me and went, this is a really good episode for you to watch, Luke. And I was literally watching it, like, taking notes, like, oh, okay, yeah, right, you need to pay attention.
It was actually insane, and I distinctly remember this episode of Naughty really well, because I think it was also one that my brother had on like DVD or something, so I've seen it a million times.
I clearly missed this episode. I was at school or something.
You're not a fan of Naughty? You're not a Nodhead? Naughty was taken advantage of many, many times, and he still did not get it. And It was just you, Luke. It was you. You're naughty. You're naughty.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to say on that.
Ugh.
No. So people are going to lie sometimes. And sometimes people lie about how old they are, you know, for many reasons. Benefits, social benefits, as in, you know, people are nice to old people.
Clout.
Clout, that's it. Yeah, that's the social benefit. I meant clout. I'm not up with the lingo. I'm still getting my head around Riz, Luke. Boy. that's a real doozy.
I don't think even the fake 110-year-olds have an awful lot of Riz.
people lie about their age, but you know, how do you think that's like sort of possible, or what do you think happened that made it much harder to lie about your age?
I guess there was some kind of destruction of records.
I mean the opposite.
The creation of records.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, fake records.
Well, no, as in to make it harder to lie about your age.
Oh, the creation of records.
Yeah.
Right.
Which records in particular?
Birth certificates.
Yes. And do you know when those were?
2001.
Luke?
No. 1950.
You have a birth certificate, and yes. I do too.
Yeah, but I'm 110.
Born... No.
Okay. Okay, so 1950s, like after the war.
After the war.
We did the war, and we were like, right, we need to start writing stuff down.
Before the next war, actually, like to be honest, probably just like in the middle of many wars.
Yeah, well, the bigger one, the biggie. The sort of Avengers Endgame of all the wars.
The one that affected us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm me. Like, I'm going to say, like, I don't go, like, I'm going to my house. I'm going to my house. I don't go, like, I'm going to this specific address. I'm me.
Look, I'm a man of the people.
Okay, sure. Okay, Jeremy Corbyn.
Hey, you know what? I'll take it. I'll take the compliment. I am not going to
say. Okay, Fidel Castro, maybe?
I don't know how I feel about him. Need to look into it a bit more.
I think he's got a similar mustache to you.
He's got a cool name. I like that. Survived lots of assassination attempts by the US. That's pretty cool. Let's hope he didn't do anything horrible. People usually have done things horrible. Horrible things. Yeah.
Yeah,
let's move off of this and back to the more airy, breezy topic of birth certificates.
Okay, you can just go back to the Jeremy Corbyn bit.
I'm going to scoot past that and go back to the birth certificates,
okay,
I think.
Okay, cool.
Birth certificates. They were actually made way before the war. In the UK. They were compulsory in the UK.
Were they invented in the UK?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't care about that.
A lot of stuff that back then was invented in the UK, so maybe birth certificates were.
I mean, that's because we kind of owned everything.
Yeah. I'm not saying it was right we did it, or like it's because we're better than everyone. I'm just saying we did do it.
I think it's like really cheating to be like, well, we did most stuff. What, like, we owned most things. Like,
you made half of everyone else slaves. Of course you did loads of stuff.
The British Empire was like most of the bloody world. Like, of course we did most of the things. Yeah. And we took stuff from everybody else, so they couldn't, you know, have the resources to do things.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's like if I was like, yeah, okay, look, let's see who can make the best meal. And I went to your house and I burnt your fridge down and took all your food and also raided your cupboards.
And you turned it into a delicious meal.
Yeah. And I made a delicious meal. Mm. And then I was like, man, this guy's really lacking behind.
I'm doing all the stuff here.
Like, hey, you know, this is why I deserve all of the things. Because just look at him. He can't even feed himself without my
This must be evidence that my race is superior.
I can't deny that.
Okay. It's just so obviously stupid. Anyway, sorry, move on. That's the problem with white supremacy, is it's just obviously stupid.
Luke's take on it's like one of those clickhole things, you know, like the celebrity quotes.
Yeah.
It's like white supremacy is just obviously stupid. Luke Cutvert.
Hey, I'm fine with that quote.
Let's get down a t-shirt, okay?
I think that's quite a good t-shirt. It'd be quite a good t-shirt to wear to like a music festival. White supremacy is just obviously stupid.
I don't think you as a white man want to wear a t-shirt that says white supremacy on it, regardless of what else is on that t-shirt.
What if the wrong letters started fading?
What if someone just read the first words, which are white supremacy, and then were like, that guy's a white supremacist. I don't need to read further. Who else would wear a top that says white supremacy on it? Think.
Yeah.
Birth certificates, I don't know where they were invented. To be honest with you, Luke, it's not hard to invent the idea of writing down when someone was born on a piece of paper.
Tell that to the patent office.
I don't think they're patented. Actually, I mean, the patent office is basically just like writing down something I thought on a piece of paper. Birth certificates compulsory in the UK from 1875 onwards. If you're born, You got to have a certificate, okay?
Or you'll get in trouble.
Get in trouble. Although it'd be hard to get you in trouble because, like, who are you?
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
I'm a sovereign citizen.
Game the system. God, don't even. We're not. No, I'm leaving that. The USA, though, it wasn't until... God, actually, do you want to guess when the US... If the UK made them compulsory in 1875, when did the US, like, actually establish, say, the Bureau of Census?
I don't think they have yet. I think that it seems like the kind of thing the USA would, like, one state would be like, that's oppressive, and then it's not a federal thing, and then the states do it themselves, and then so, like, there's states where it's still not the case yet.
You know what? That is true for most things. That's true for almost every single thing in the US.
Yeah.
Government overreach.
Look, the government can't tell me that I can't have a gun, right, that can murder an entire school full of children. Because that makes me hurt my feelings.
My favorite, sorry, another tangent for you. My favorite ever thing, there's a John Oliver interview about gun control. And he's talking to a guy who's trying to defend guns. And the guy goes, but I mean, this is just obvious. In states where there are more swimming pools, there's going to be more deaths by drowning. And John Oliver pauses and goes, that's my point. Yeah.
But it's like, it's very much the mindset of, like, well, yeah, I mean, more people are going to die, but, like, guns. I think, like, I remember, like, you know, a time before I realized how insane the US was about guns. And it's very interesting to be with Americans when they discover how insane their culture is. You know, it's like when you're around a British person when they realize how ingrained class is in our minds. Like, an American turned to me and was like, you know what's weird about you guys? You judge everyone's class just from the second you meet them. And I was like, no, yeah, I could tell you what class anyone is, not just from the way they look, but the way they sound, what they wear, the words that they use, things about them. And, like, there's a whole other system in every British person's brain for determining someone's class. What you do with that information is, like, you know, up to you, but, like, we've all got that software installed.
It's weird because I wouldn't even necessarily be able to tell you where it's come from. Like, I wouldn't, like, it's not like it's explicit in any TV. Obviously, it's implicit, I guess. But, like, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's there. And you definitely try and, like, not use it. But it does exist. Like, there's definitely a little guy in there who's just, like, really judging stuff all the time.
Well, it doesn't even need to be judging as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could be totally... aware of, like, the concept of class and all that sort of stuff, and still there's just a little ping in your head, like, boom, working class, boom, middle class.
Well, but that's what I mean by judging. It's just like you are making a judgment immediately. Whether you choose to ignore the judgment is, like, hopefully you do, but, like,
well, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's the thing that I'm sort of quibbling with is I don't know if it's necessarily a judgment, because that's like saying that there's a sort of moral weight to class, which I don't think there is necessarily.
Sure,
right?
Yeah,
it's more of just like, where do you fit in this, like, system that was made, you know? Anyway, let's get back to birth certificates, because, class? What are we, in school? They would never teach you about class in school.
It's really weird, because I started in the class one, and then I ended up in class six. Like, what the fuck? Why did I get downgraded?
Made you dumber?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm not doing any of my work. I'm not paying attention. What is going wrong?
Just regressing. Why am I going here? Everything's getting worse.
Let me drop out of university and make a movie.
Yeah.
In the US, you're kind of right. Yeah. States were a bit of a mess on this. So the Bureau of Congress was established in 1902, I think, to develop birth registration areas and a standard registration system. Can't remember where I quoted that from. It will be in the links below. Or just, you know, Google that. Who cares?
It's not a particularly controversial statement.
No. There's not really many other ways you can phrase it either. So when it comes to plagiarism, I feel like we're not on thin ice. It's rather thick. Mm-hmm. You know, like the ice was 20 years ago. Anyway, every state had birth records by 1919.
Sorry, my brain's just going. Me looking at my childhood globe at the Antarctica. Ooh, boy, she's thick.
Me looking at my childhood globe.
I have a very clear memory of my childhood globe, okay? Like a little globe.
You could have just said globe is the thing.
But it's because it's 20 years ago.
Oh.
It's 20 years
ago. Oh, you were alive 20 years ago. Jesus.
So were you.
No, I'm young.
You just printed out like Mickey 17.
I'm young. I'm a spry young chicken. Spring chicken.
Earlier I asked you your age and you couldn't remember, so don't give me that.
I'm too young to remember my age. I've not been around long enough.
I'm yet to be able to count.
Look, I've when you're around for a long time, sure, you can figure out how old you are, but I've not had enough experience with it yet, because I'm so young and hip and spry, full of riz. It's going to say jizz.
Yeah, oh, God.
Anyways, so it wasn't, there wasn't a standardized version that was like adopted everywhere until when, do you reckon? If it was 1919 that all states had birth records,
mm-hmm.
when was it that they all had the same sort of system?
19, yes.
Mm-hmm.
1935.
Mm-hmm.
1930s. Okay, well, that's one of them.
It took them over a decade, basically, to go from like, which I guess, you know, well, actually, do you know what? Actually, just write a bloody form down.
Have you seen Congress? Am I right?
No. Who's gonna be like, well, actually, no, it'd take a long time. No, they didn't even have bloody computers then, Luke. It was just paper in filing cabinets. Just go to the state. Just say to everyone, look, your name, okay? Where you were born, okay? And I don't know when you get a social security number. I tried to get one. It was a very long line at DMV, so I didn't go. I just didn't go to the DMV.
That's the most classic Simpsons experience you've had in your life.
It's weird going there and being like, oh, those weren't jokes. Yeah. No, look, I mean, I as in, you know, someone went to the DMV, said the line was long, and I was like, oh, screw that noise. I'm going to go have fun in America. You know, get some guns, shoot some stuff. Legally, I've never fired a gun on U.S. soil.
Have you fired a gun?
Well, I wouldn't call it a gun. It was a rifle.
It was a paintball gun.
No, we're not allowed. It was in cadets. We weren't allowed to call them guns because guns are handguns or like artillery weapons.
Wow.
They were rifles or weapons. Yeah, I was the head of skill at arms, Luke.
Fired a gun. I fired like an airsoft gun, and I was in America and I was going to go to a shooting range, and I was like, oh, I'll see what that's like. But then it ran out of time.
Yeah, they're not really the same. I fired an LSW at one point. That's wild. I fired a shotgun. I'm terrible with a shotgun. I'm good. I'm a decent shot with a rifle.
Okay? You're basically like, to me, you're like a cowboy now. Like, you're like rooting and tooting. You've got a horse.
I have ridden a horse, yeah. And I do know some horses, personally.
Okay.
No, I do personally know some horses, Luke.
Wow.
I'm more friendly
I'm
with
really
the donkeys.
Judging your class right now.
No, that all happened after. I was the head of skill at arms when I was in my last year of school, which meant that I had to teach children. This is so out of character for me. I had to teach children to use rifles.
Wow. Yeah, just in case someone... No, I'm not going to get it.
No. They were stored in the armory in the school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Downstairs, there were guns in my school.
Oh.
No ammo, though.
The only thing that can stop a good guy with a gun? A child with a gun.
Trained by other children.
Trained by slightly older children.
Like, I actually...
Specifically Corey.
I actually trained children to use rifles. The same ones the British Army used.
What school were you at that was doing this?
Cadets. Cadets in my school. Except these ones were safer. They were only semi-automatic and didn't
thank goodness
have the fully auto mode.
Don't want to give an AK-47 to a child.
No. Too much kickback, Luke.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
No,
weak
could...
little shoulders.
It's really, really. You gotta really like, because otherwise, yeah. I could take it apart and put it back together with my eyes closed, like a blindfold on. Yeah, we used to race. It was good fun. Look,
wow,
it was good, clean fun.
Mm.
I will say one more thing on this.
Mm.
We did also do sort of, I guess you'd call them war games at cadets when we did cadet camps, where we'd go out on a little mission against other cadets, but we'd have blanks. We were told that a blank in this rifle could like disintegrate an apple, like at them if you hold it at the muzzle. So like, don't point it at someone. Like, don't get it really close.
Mm.
But we did have to do like a little mission. where like we were like, I think I might have been leading it, where like, you know, I've got a group of kids behind me and I'm running. I'm like, okay, down now. Okay, fire. And then we're all like firing blanks at other people who are firing blanks back at us from far away and everything. It was great fun.
Wow.
It was really, look, it is so much. It's like a video game, but in real life. Like, yeah. Guns would be so cool if they weren't horrible killing machines, you know? Like, if you take that part out, it's a grand old time.
Which you did. You fired blanks.
I did fire blanks. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, no, okay.
Sorry, so not to get into your medical records.
So, yeah, the US took a while to get birth certificates standardized, which means that, you know, in the US, probably pretty easy for an old person to lie about how old they are. Because, I mean, how long ago was 1930, Luke? Do you remember that?
God, longer than I would immediately say. It was like it's 95 years ago.
That's...
Yes?
I think so, yeah.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
I will get the boffins on it. the Sci Guys boffins will be working away. I'll check back with you once they've calculated that, Luke.
Yep.
That is correct.
Great, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, so. Thank God for those boffins. It was 95 years ago. So if you want to lie and say you're like 15 years older,
yeah,
they weren't standardized.
Out of interest, are they lying about being 110? Or are they lying a lot earlier in order to qualify for like their retirement, and then they just keep living and then they become 110?
I think that's probably more the case.
Because you said there was also a gap where there were like not a lot of 90-year-olds. Oh, it's because there's loads of lies happening at a certain... There's a cutoff in the 30s when the birth certificates became normal.
Well, yeah, but also if there are fewer... Okay, I'll explain that one right now, actually. That's my next segment. So it's like young liar errors, right? So and this is from the paper that will be linked below that this whole sort of thing is built on. This paper won an Ig Nobel Prize, by the way.
Wow.
You know, it's laugh then think, ha ha. Mm-hmm. Ig Nobel Prize. It's like Sci Guys, but it's the Nobel Prize. Mm-hmm. It's the Nobel guys. Anyway. So there's a theoretical reason to expect that most or all old age records are errors. Consider, for example, a population of 50-year-olds into which we introduce a vanishingly low rate of random, undetectable age coding errors. These rare errors involve taking a 40-year-old making their document state they're now 50 years old. The 40-year-old young liar errors will have over double the annual survival rate of the error-free 50-year-old population because, you know, they're a decade younger.
Mm-hmm.
That's... You know, you're probably more likely to survive than people that are a decade older than you, right? And then it goes on to say, as the young liar's errors are more likely to survive than the error-free data, age coding errors constitute an exponentially larger fraction of the population over time. So, like, if you say you're 10 years younger, right? There's going to come a point where, like, the only people in that age cohort who are alive are the ones who lied about their age, in all likelihood.
Yeah. So how do we make sure that the person who's actually the oldest person is actually the oldest person then?
Who cares?
Well, the Guinness World Records care.
Who cares?
The guy who runs the Guinness World Records, that guy.
I don't think that guy cares about... I think that guy cares about money.
No, I think he really cares. Have you listened to this guy? He really cares about records. He's really into records. Like, he really does.
He's going for the biggest record kink.
Yes. Or just the most records.
The most
the most records recorded.
Do you know what, Luke? I actually, despite having had like every young boy, I had many a Guinness Book of World Records growing up. Did not ever look into the man behind the records.
Oh, he's guested on Fish and stuff, on No Such Thing as a Fish.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I've not watched every single episode of No Such Thing as a Fish, Luke.
I'm going for the records, so
listening to every episode.
Yeah.
I think the editors probably have you beat there.
Well, I'm gonna kill them.
Please don't.
I'll split them in two, you know? Then there's two editors. I can still
Luke,
win.
You can't split a person in two and hope that they'll still survive, let alone be able to edit twice as much.
Editors aren't like worms? That's weird.
Look, now, I may have said many, many, many times that editors are worms, but I need you to understand, Luke, that was a pejorative.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a metaphor. Oh, they're metaphorically worms. I've cut so many editors in half to increase my staff.
Wow, that's what gets you off? Okay.
I'm harder than my son.
So, you can understand why places with like... places with... You can understand why the places I mentioned at the start of the episode are more likely to have people over the age of 110, probably because they lied at some point. And so, you know, this study looked at this. They downloaded all the data from the gerontology research group and a few other places. Yes, that's a thing that exists. Gerontology being the study of old age, what aging does, and oldness and ageness and all of that stuff. They have a list. I'm not even joking. They have it's called the supercentenarian table. And I'm pretty sure I'm not sure whether it's a list of all supercentenarians. At the very least, it gives you the number and birthplace of all validated supercentenarians.
The phone number. Just in case you're into that.
No.
Ring them all up.
The total number.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. But what weird spreadsheet. Just a contact book of all these people.
In fairness, if you did want to run like phishing scams or anything like that.
Yeah.
That'd be the list that you want.
I've got some really great fish for you here.
No.
Well, but it might not be the list you want because they're not actually as old as you think they are.
But they're still bloody old, Luke. Old people. If you want to scam someone, scam an old person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
More ethical.
Well, no, it's not more ethical. The most ethical. No, I'm not going to say at the end of that sentence.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it. That would be unethical.
Okay.
But yeah, no. I'm pulling this from my brain because I don't have it right in front of me and I don't want to look right. Oh yeah. When you look at the US, basically the number of people who, if you only look at validated supercentenarians and really drill down and look at it, it basically drops to zero. Like there's not,
right.
There's not like any of them really that are fully validated that you can say, that's probably not fraud.
Mm.
I mean, this number here says the USA, which has more supercentenarian records than any other country, exhibits historical error rates of 17% to 66%, even in the general population.
I have such a inbuilt like respect for old people. I can't imagine meeting somebody who's like at least on paper 110 years old and just like squinting at them and like, you're a fucking liar. I just feel so squeamish about that, but they probably are a liar.
Luke.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because this is like the end of the episode.
Oh, really?
I'm not joking. My last like little heading in my notes is the takeaway, and the bullet points are, old people are liars, never trust an old person.
And it's okay to scam them.
Well, no, it's not okay to scam them. It's easy to
but
scam
them. But they've scammed us. What? The people.
You've taken the resources from the planet. No, look, I'm not saying that it's good to get retribution on old people. I'm just saying that it's easy.
Goodness.
I'm just saying that it's easy.
Right.
You
okay.
know, like start with them and then okay. work your way.
Sure.
Well, look, I think that's kind of the episode, isn't it? It's done. It's over.
Wow. Rest in peace to this episode.
It was 110 years long. And there's no documentation that can prove otherwise.
Other than the time code on the recorder.
No! Those can be forged easily. Look, 110 years. Sigh guys forever. 110 years. Well, that is all from us. But before we go, we'd like to thank all of our patrons with an extra special thank you to executive producers Rev Lunar, Glitch Rabbit, and Cody Miller.
Legends.
And subscribe for, this is a new outro, okay? It's a hard. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday.
Is
we're
it
on
harder
Mondays
than your son,
now.
Though?
No. I don't have a son to be harder than. So I guess I'm infinitely harder than my son.
And look, softer.
This is not good. This outro is a mess, but it's new and that's okay. Episodes are on Mondays now, okay? Get with it. Get with the picture. I want my weekends back.
Keep up.
You can find our merch, Patreon, and everything else at SciGuysPod.co.uk.
That's SciGuysPod.co.uk. SciGuysPod.co.uk.
You can follow me at NotCory everywhere.
You can follow me at LukeCutForth everywhere, and you can...
No,
no, you
can't.
You can't
swear in the start or the end of the video.
I was
going to
say a thing which I'll say in the next episode, but I won't say it now.
There's changes coming, okay?
Oh, God, it's too much.
It's
I don't like
so...
it. I can't keep up. I'm
it's
110!
So Bye!
Bye! Are you keeping it a bit where I said the f*** off to them?
I'm cutting the f*** off.
Stop
saying it!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.